Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Michelle and Hannah with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. Last night at the University of Queensland, a historic student general meeting was held for the first time in 5 years, with around 1,500 students unable to all fit into the auditorium. The meeting held an official student vote on demands for the university to cut ties with companies that supply the Israeli Defense Force, shut down the Boeing Center, and financially divest from Israel due to the Israel's ongoing genocide of Palestinians. The yes vote overwhelmingly passed, and students erupted into cheers, followed by a march to UQ's admin building in a rally larger than anything seen in decades at UQ. Students concluded the event with pro-Palestine chants and speeches, with one student saying that when we come together, our message can be heard loud and strong. Everyone that showed up decided we will not stand by as innocent Palestinians are killed and that our voice matters.
Students at the University of Queensland campus were evacuated from parts of the St. Lucia campus yesterday following a bomb threat. According to the university, an anonymous report was received over the phone at around 4:40 p.m. and Queensland police were informed. Following this, alarms were sounded and students in the buildings surrounding the Great Core area were evacuated. Some students also received a text message from the university instructing them to leave the Great Core area. The university has since confirmed the threat was a hoax. Evacuated buildings were cleared for access at around 9:30 p.m. after a police investigation.
In national news, producers of vanadium, a mineral used in long-duration batteries, are lobbying for a $7 billion production tax credit, with the supportive stance saying this will help with Australia's transition to renewable energy. This would be the most expensive part of the Future Made in Australia policy, as from 2027, the government would offer to cover 10% of the cost of refining and producing 31 critical minerals. The legislation still has to pass Parliament, which is looking uncertain due to hesitation from the Greens, who are still reviewing it, and opposition's leader Peter Dutton saying the project should be able to stand alone without subsidies. Resources Minister Madeleine King, however, says the subsidies are necessary to meet policy objectives.
Virgin Australia pilots are raising concerns that the airline's rostering system is pushing them to the limits of fatigue. The Civil Aviation Safety Authority told the Senate that a survey of 180 pilots showed as many as 85% said the rostering systems affected how they manage fatigue. The findings come after the Guardian Australia received exclusive correspondence from senior pilots that said they were working up to 12-hour days back-to-back. According to The Guardian, some pilots are concerned to report the issues in fear of losing shifts, which is sparking safety concerns.
In international news, temperatures in Delhi this week have surpassed 50 degrees for the first time, according to the Indian Meteorological Department. Authorities in the Indian capital are concerned about the effect heat-related illnesses and water shortages may have on citizens. Large parts of India have been experiencing heat waves this week, but Wednesday marked a record-breaking day as a maximum temperature of 52.9 degrees was recorded. The recorded temperatures were 9 degrees higher than predicted. Research shows that heat wave events such as this one are becoming more frequent, more intense, and longer due to climate change.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy at 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. There's a high chance of showers, becoming less likely this evening. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is moderate. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.